Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. We praise God for His glorious and mighty work that He does every day, renewed mercy. Ah, thank God for another day to praise His name. Thank God today, glory to God, He's blessed us to around the country to celebrate Mother's Day, which will be celebrated every day, but this day that's set aside. We thank God for the mothers and natural mothers that are mothers and parents to their children, and also those that are spiritual mothers, praise God, in the body of Christ. He is an awesome God. Thank God for the great and mighty things He does as being our Father, that we can, He can fill in every area in our lives, no matter what the lacking is or who's there or not there. My God is an awesome God. He's marvelous and wonderful, and there is none like Him. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Praise God. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Oh, praise God. We're going to have a night of hour of power. Praise God, and share what God has placed in my spirit tonight for the body of Christ, since we did not schedule anyone. Praise the Lord. We thank God, glory to God, for He is worthy of the praise. I want to, glory to God, find a song that I could be playing for a minute while we allow a few people to come on. And I know a lot of may be out today because of the day, glory to God, being Mother's Day. But praise God, all through the last 6 years, going on our seventh year, no matter what holiday, the Lord bless, we end up being on and sharing. So those that will be out with their family to enjoy, praise God for that. And the other ones that will be on, we'll have that hour of power. So we're going to play this song really quick. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God. Accidentally turned it off. Praise the Lord.
Give it all I have.
To the Lord, it should not be no ordinary worship. I remember when Mother Willette used to be saying that. I thought it was just, I didn't know it was a song at first. Praise God that she was saying it was about a song and then start listening to it maybe a few months later. But I bless the Lord. Praise God. We're just going to thank God tonight and give him glory, whether we have an hour of power, because I know it's celebration time. Some people will be out celebrating that time for just the be able to be with family and friends, with whether their mothers are still here or gone on or however, but just to celebrate that time that's been set aside that we should be doing every day for those that are mothers. Lord, praise God, because the work that they do is on a daily basis every day. But even for those that have grown children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, CT, bless the Lord for the family just to get together, just to have that time together. So in the meantime, my sister Rachel was the one that reminded me. We had a little time with her and her daughter. Glory to God in the Word on Thursday, and said, "Oh, we're gonna when we getting off the line. Oh, we're gonna have service on Sunday." My mind was so caught up in the celebration of that beautiful revival anniversary, and I said, "No, it's first Sunday." And forgot all about how Prophet Ginger spoke on the first Sunday, the eighth day, and so I'm like, "Okay," I hadn't called anybody, so. After that, the Lord started dealing with the next day and the last couple of days about being grateful. Appreciation first came, and then being grateful, the gratitude. So we'll share a little bit about grateful and gratitude. When the Lord finished, we'll be finished. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to ask Mother Alexander, she just go ahead and do the prayer for us tonight, and I will go ahead on with the scripture and also share the word, praise the Lord, that the Lord has blessed. With some reading I did and just look up some things concerning being grateful and appreciation and some of the old preacher acts, praise the Lord. At this time, would you receive none other than Evangelist Alexander, the mother in Zion.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord God, we come before you thanking you for this day, Lord. Another day you gave us, Heavenly Father. And thanking you, Lord, for being the Lord of our life. Oh, Father God, we know that your word said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And to all the mothers that's on the line, we said, Happy Mother's Day. And, Lord, we thank you for keeping us, Lord. Help us to continue to stand strong, Father God, and to continue to keep you first in our life, Heavenly Father. Because you are the Lord of Lords, and you are the only way for us. Because there is no other way, Lord Jesus. So we thank you for this day, Lord God. I ask you to use the pastor mightily to bring what you gave or to bring today, so the hearers can hear the good word, Lord God, and receive what you gave or to give the hearers today. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being the Lord of each and every one of us life, Lord God. Because without you, Lord, we don't have nothing. We thank you for being the Heavenly Father that watched over us, watch over our children wherever they are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can depend on you, Lord God. No matter what comes, we know that you are there with us always. And we know you'll never leave us nor never forsake us. because according to your word. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for there is no other way, Lord God, because it's only in the name of Jesus we stand before you, Lord, giving you praise and thanking you for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy of the praise. Praise God. Bless the Lord, as I was saying. Let me go ahead and give you the scripture before we go into the word. This will just be part of it. It's not the main part of it, but this is a scripture that came into part of the message. In Habakkuk, the third chapter, starting at the 17th verse. Remember, it's about appreciation, gratitude, gratefulness. Still comes back to Thanksgiving. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vine, the Lord of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no fruit, no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. With all of that, he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places, to the chief singer in my string instrument. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. And on the latter part of 19, Amplified, said, the Lord God is my strength and my personal bravery and my invincible army. He makes my feet like hind feet and will make me to walk, not to stand still in terror, but to walk and make spiritual progress upon my high places of trouble, suffering, or responsibility. Praise the Lord. The mindset we shall have in whatever trial situation we go on. God said he's not given us a spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound mind. And even he didn't cause us to be fretful and overwhelmed by our circumstances, because you heard what he said from the beginning. No fig tree, no figs on the tree. Glory to God, flock in the stall, in the stables. Praise the Lord, no olives on the tree. So in all of those circumstances, how many times, glory to God, when things are going on in our lives and we don't still yet remember what God has brought us through, what he said, what he promised, and still yet not being grateful. I'm going to thank you, Lord, tonight, and thank you for the mother already praying. Thank you for this word. We pray, God, that I will be able to deliver at least something out of it for that will deal with our hearts and make us be more aware or stronger or more faith or even in the correction, whatever it may be, God, or even just for to get to a place that we just glorify you or more in appreciation in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless God. Well, tonight we're going to start off, Grover, to God, sharing a little bit of in this hour of power, however the Lord leads. It says appreciation, gratefulness, and gratitude. It was something that John F. Kennedy said many years ago. He said, we must find time to stop and thank the people who make a difference in our lives. Gratitude. Let me go ahead and close that one. Praise God. The state of being, gratitude, the state of being, grateful, feeling of thankfulness, appreciation, gratitude, feeling of being grateful, the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and the word appreciation, acting on my feelings, gratitude, showing someone I am grateful. They say gratitude in three stages. Recognition, the first step is recognizing that you are going to be okay. Acknowledgement, and that's the immaculate things that even just Habakkuk just said. Acknowledgement, the second stage of gratitude is acknowledgement, appreciation. Okay, then, and even what we just was said, even out of those scriptures that was read, you can hear all three of those points. Three stages of gratitude, recognition. First step, recognizing that you are going to be okay. Fine. It is realizing that you still have a life worth living, you begin to see the glass half full rather than half empty, and you understand that in many ways you are in a better position than you once was. You recognize that you have a friend and a family that care about and love you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just some basic information. But then we try to bring it back to thinking about us as believers, even more so the inside track that we have with Jesus Christ and what he's told us, that he didn't give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. Look to the hills of coming for your help, the help coming from him. And he says, Romans 8:28, all things can work together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. Let me get back to where I'm supposed to be at first. Acknowledgement. The second stage of gratitude is acknowledgement. Not only can you see the light at the end of the tunnel, you feel the light at the end of the tunnel. See the light at the end of the tunnel. Okay. I think I wrote something twice. You can now acknowledge that your life has finally turned that corner. The allow you to feel hope. It gives you energy to take steps you may have been too fearful or too tired to take before. Appreciation. By the third stage, you begin to appreciate people in your life who have been there for you. That seems the sense of renewed strength you have, and the fact that you have made a different decision. Praise the Lord. Okay, now, bless the Lord, amen. In some ways, gratitude encompasses all of the meaning. Gratitude is thankful, appreciation. We went there for what an individual receives, whether it's tangible or tangible. With gratitude, people acknowledge the goodness in their lives. Okay, and here an example. It says, holiday season. Holiday season comes with high expectations with some people. However, for many people, this time of year brings sadness, anxiety, or depression, central major depression, or severe anxiety disorders. Glory to God, and need professional help. You know, we have spiritual help, and then we have people that need that professional help. But what about those who just feel lost and overwhelmed and down at this time of the year? Glory to God. Research suggests that one aspect of the Thanksgiving season can actually lift the spirit and build you right up into a glory at the holiday season by being grateful. Now, this is even research, and this is people that say of the world what it can do, even at a time of Thanksgiving, to kind of lift your spirit. But we know as believers, our spirits can be lifted in the stormy weather. Glory to God, we're there on the mountaintop. We can have peace and joy, because God said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Not ever saying that we will not have those times where we'll feel, you know, a little hopeless or feel, glory to God, the threat from the enemy, glory to God, to try to depress, oppress, or suppress. But the Bible says, look to the hills, what's coming my help. These are your help coming from the Lord. And he told us in his word what the spirit of the enemy comes to do. John 10:10, to steal, kill, and destroy. And then even told us, he'll get aim to give us abundant life. But he also told us over in Peter, go out and be diligent, be sober, and be alert. And it can be just the opposite, started off with sober. But nevertheless, he's given us that and told us in his word that thief, glory to God, he wants to devour you. He comes around like a roaring lion. So he done told us, be diligent, be sober, and be, glory to God, alert. And how are you going to do that? By renewing your mind, staying in the word, and spending time with the Lord. And that's going to make the difference, to build you up. So when the enemy does come in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard. He said he's not giving us, okay, what happened? I opened lines instead of closing emojis. There's only a few of us on the line, but praise the Lord, still yet we want to be able to stay focused. But anyway, so in the midst of all of that goes on, he even told us, be anxious for nothing but by prayer and supplication. We know what that is, Philippians 4:4-8. He done told us what kind of mind set to have after we done made our prayer request. It's amazing how he said, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. Glory to God. You didn't start off, glory, because you got a problem, a situation, a circumstance. Glory to God. He said, rejoice. Then he said, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, make your request known unto the Lord. Give thanksgiving. And then he said, I told us how to have the mind of Christ by the spirit of the mind of Christ by recognizing the fact that we need to think on those things that are true, lovely, noble, and of good report. And whatever like this. So you can't have faith and fear operating at the same time. We got to be, glory to God, in a place that we really trust and believe what God's word is saying and not, glory to God, try to reason or analyze. Because even James, glory, at the first chapter, tells us a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Praise the Lord. Not only said rejoice in the Lord before he, even in the midst of the situation, but even James started off with saying on the first chapter, James, the second verse says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Count it joy. You're falling into temptation. You're falling, glory to God, it was being ostracized, criticized. You're falling in a situation where everything seemed to be going haywire. But he said in his word, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Going to the third verse, said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith work is patience. And we cannot have faith without patience. We got to have faith and patience operating together and standing on God's word and his truth and standing glory to God without wavering and knowing that whatever his word says is not going to go out void. It will accomplish whatever he set it out to do, but having patience. But in the meantime, holding on to our faith and our peace and rejoicing in the Lord on what he said already is to come to pass. Oh, glory to God. We're not going to be running around laughing like a hyena. But we'll have that joy and that peace and that assurance that no, this too shall pass. And even Psalms 23 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That rod and that staff, they comfort me. And he told us in Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am that God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You already heard this. Romans 8:20, he's going to work it for the good. He said in his word's not going to go out void. He looks to the hills, it's coming to your help. Your help comes from me. All of that, he's building us up and telling us to keep on the whole armor of God, making sure, glory to God, we stay in the word, rightly dividing the word of truth. And as we build ourselves up with the faith and to know that what God says, when the enemy comes in, he won't be so easily swearing us and shaking us like a rag doll. It'll be like, okay, he might hit me a little bit here and there. I have armor on and I may rock a little bit, whatever. And even if it's to a point where it's a real hard hit, you fall down, but you will come back up. You won't be bound by and go over to God walking around all caught up. Oh, woe is me. I don't know. I don't understand. And the devil. And, you know, being a cheerleader for the devil when we ought to be exhorting the Lord. That's the time to really praise him. God, I remember what your word said. You said such and such and such in your word. You told me, glory, that you never leave me. You said, glory to God, that I can do all things for you. God, you said you supply my need. God, you said that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever his word said. Just like when Jesus was out in the wilderness, led by the Holy Spirit out there to glory to God, to be tested and glory to God. And all the things that he went through, he came through and said, it was written. Whatever the word is written, well, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So what is it speaking? What is it saying? What man you feeding, glory to God, that's going to rule the house. So if you're feeding your spirit man, glory to God, that don't exempt us from being hit by the enemy because we are down here foreigners in this land. The enemy, glory to God, want to try to annihilate us and separate us from our faith and from our God. That's his whole key MO. The Bible says even when Jesus talked to Peter, and he's been using that all week, whoever I've been talking to, he even said over and over and over about, glory, I mean, we need to get it over and over and over in our minds and get rooted in it. That, glory to God, when Jesus told Peter that the enemy desires to sift them as wheat, but I'm praying that your faith faileth not. And so, glory to God, when you've been converted, then you can strengthen your brother. When you come through being triumphant, overcomer, victorious, strengthen your brother, what you just came through. And then God give you wisdom of the tactics of the enemy in those circumstances so it can be able to help the next party, glory to God, whether they're going through it or whether it's something they need to avoid, in the name of Jesus. God is such an awesome God. He's prepared us in every way. Bless the Lord. Oh, because let me finish reading this part. All kind of other pieces coming in here before I get to the... But the patience but let patience have her perfect work. Let. I mean, that's something glory to God. We got to make a choice in. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Over into the third verse in James on that one on the Amplified. Be assured and understand that the trials and the proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. But the let the endurance of steadfast and patience have full play and through work, so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed with no defect, lacking nothing. And if any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving of God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly without reproaching, and faithful and all fault finding, and it will be given you. Praise God. We got to be in a place, and so if we're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. You got to be willing to want to submit to the will of God and whatever. And then we'll find ourselves being able to walk in that peace, walk in that joy, walk in that appreciation, walk glory to God in gratefulness in the name of Jesus. Okay, we don't talk about it. It says, okay, then threatens. Let's just go skip over it. The word gratitude is derived from the Latin word grata, G-R-A-T-I-A, grata, which means grace and graciousness, gratefulness, depending on the text. As a result, being grateful also help people to connect to something larger than themselves. As individuals, whether people naturally or higher, with people, nature, or a higher power, Jesus Christ, people feel and express gratitude in multiple ways. They can apply it to the past or retrieving positive memories and being thankful for elements of the childhood or past blessings of the present, not taking good fortune for granted as it comes, and the future, maintaining a hopeful and an optimistic attitude, regardless of the inheritance or current level of someone's gratitude, is a quality that individuals can successfully cultivate further. Praise God. Now, this was a situation where speaking about appreciation and gratefulness. In the Bible, it talked about there was 10 leopards. And Jesus told them, glory to God, as they asked for the healing, Jesus told them and so forth like this, go show yourself to the priest. But while they were walking, the Lord blessed and healed them. And it was amazing that out of the 10, only Jesus asked, only one came back with thanksgiving, with gratefulness and appreciation and whatever. And Jesus asked and so forth like this, wasn't there not 10 and say that were all healed along the way? But only one of the 10 lepers healed by Jesus returned to thank Jesus. And that person was not even a Jew. He was a Samaritan who was considered to be a foreigner in Israel. Then one of them, when they saw that he was healed, turned back in praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now Jesus answered, were not there 10? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except, glory to God, that one? And isn't it amazing sometimes when God can do some great and mighty things to people, and how they ask for their blessing, get the blessing, and then in the meantime, they're not grateful. But not only just to, glory to God, it is people in life itself. They turn back around and do not remember, glory to God, appreciate. Sometimes it's children, sometimes it can be husband and wife, sometimes it can be in ministry, sometimes it can be on your job or whatever like this. People not appreciating your value, your work, or whatever you did for them too as well. Praise God. And this was another one that says, with a single act of devotion and love and sacrifice, she's bringing Jesus to expenses. Oh, yeah, this is the one I was talking about, the woman, glory to God, with the alabaster box. and it said with a single act of devotion and love and sacrifice, she was bringing glory to God. She was poured the perfume on Jesus. But of course, you're gonna have some naysayers about what they think should have been done with it. So I'm gonna read a little bit of that. It said the woman with the alabaster box was spread perfume on Jesus before he was crucified. The story sets a place in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper, and it sets a place during Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread with the backdrop of the chief priest scheming with up a way to arrest and kill Jesus. In just the very verse, Jesus will be portrayed by Judas, and this is where we find ourselves thrust into the story of the woman with the alabaster jar. While Jesus was in Bethany as a guest at the home of Simon Peter the leper, reclining at the table, a woman came with an alabaster box, a vial, a very costly and precious perfume to pour to and pure nard, and she broke the vial and poured the perfume over Jesus' head. But there were some who were indignant, remarking to one another, why has this perfume been wasted? Well, this perfume might have been sold for more than a year of wages, and then 300 denaro as labor wages for almost a year, and the money given to the poor, and they scold her. Leave her alone, said Jesus. Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. Glory to God, this was in preparedness for his burial. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand and to prepare for the burial. And I didn't get to go back and look. The appreciation from this particular woman, what was the her appreciation for why this was so dear to her, what she did. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached through, this is what Jesus said, through out of the word, what she has done will always be told in a memorial of her, Okay, and then appreciation and gratefulness on Hannah. Remember Hannah, glory to God, was married see if I can pronounce his name, Ekana, almost sounds like what her name is. But anyway, she was married to him, but he also had another wife, and she always ridiculing, picking at her and whatever like this because, you know, she was having babies, and Hannah boom was barren and whatever like this. So she done prayed, making sure, she done prayed for years and stuff like this for a child, and then it came a time and stuff like this, right? She glory to God, was in the temple praying, and even Eli thought she was drunk, but she was just so before the Lord asking him for a child, and then she had said, this time that I will give him back to you. She was faithful about that, because when she did have her child, glory to God, and then she weaned him up until he was, I can't remember whether Sammy was up to how he was when he was weaned, and then she brought him to Eli and so forth like this for him to raise him. So she kept her word, and glory to God, God blessed, not only opened a womb, and she did, she followed through on her word to the Lord, and Lord blessed, and she had other children as well. And it says something about her prayer. My heart exults in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth derives my enemies because I rejoice in you. Praise God. And, of course, you know, her enemy at the time was the other wife. But God blessed and brought joy and peace to her, but she also rejoiced and was grateful for what God has done. David gave thanks to God after winning his battles against the Philistines, and David spoke to the Lord the word, this song of the day, when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul, and said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the hope of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies." Praise the Lord. And then the one I read up here was talking about Hannah. That's in 1 Samuel 2, 1 through 10, if I want a reference from that. Praise the Lord. And David is 2 Samuel 22, 1 through 51, if you want to read about that story. And appreciation, grateful and gratitude. Elizabeth, and that's in Luke 1, 24, 25, before becoming pregnant with John the Baptist, Elizabeth was barren and long beyond childbearing age. Elizabeth was thankful that God took away her reproach among the people of Israel. And remember, glory to God, Elizabeth was the mother of Jesus. That was her cousin. Remember when the Lord spoke to Mary and told her that she was, who gave her, that she was going to have a child and so forth like this, and she acknowledged it. She, at first, you know, the fact, how can this be upset? It was said through the Holy Spirit, with the angel said, and so most of you know, all know the story anyway. And then in the meantime, as she's counted being blessed, of what we call blessed of women. But anyway, when she went to meet her, visit her cousin Elizabeth, the baby leaped in Elizabeth's belly, because remember, Elizabeth was when she got pregnant, she stayed in the home, in the house, and whatever, nobody knew and so forth, and said that the baby leaped, that was John, in the cousin of Jesus, that was in the womb. Praise God. But the blessing, glory to God, to be blessed, to be even be grateful and so forth, and thankful, glory to God, with gratitude that God blessed her not to be barren no more and have a child and so forth, because during that day and stuff like this, they looked down on you when you weren't being able to have children at that time. After the days of his wife, Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she kept herself hidden, saying, "Thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people." Praise the Lord. Amen. Mary, the mother of Jesus, Luke 1, 4, 46 and 5, praise the Lord. And we know that, glory to God, we already said a little bit about her, praise God. And so she counted a blessing to be, glory to God, a blessing to be carrying Jesus, glory to God, our Savior. And Mary said, "My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoiced in God, my Savior, for he has looked on me, on the humble a state of his service. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, and he who is mighty has done great things for me." Jesus, our Savior. Jesus gave thanks to God the Father before distributing the bread of fish. Now this is our Savior. He was glory to God, looking unto the Father and giving thanks, glory to God, when it was fed to 5,000 or more, glory to God, because it could have been 25, 30, 40 people, because it counted women and children. But anyway, he distributed the bread and fish to the 5,000 people who came to hear him teach. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, a glory to God. And also, you know, they had 12 baskets afterwards. Bless the Lord. Grateful. The Bible says, "Give thanks in all things." When you grow in acknowledgement of God and your focus is on him, you can, as the scripture says, in all things give thanks. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, 18. Now, we preach this, we prophesy about it, we go over to God and others, glory to God, we are speaking and saying this And glory to God, the fact that it's spoken, it's the word, it's truth. Obeying it and doing it is two different things. And so we have to check ourselves more and more. Why do we murmur and complain more sometimes in certain situations than giving thanks unto the Lord, giving place to the devil with our lip service, passing on words, chattering, busybody, discord, and all this kind of stuff, and plant the seed and then dig it back up. He has said in James, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Don't expect to get anything from him. Glory to God, that we are not going to have the faith, glory to God, to stand on his word. Praise God. And so we have to check ourselves about that. Glory to God. Are we allowing fear? Are we allowing anxiety? Are we allowing the lies and deception? Or glory to God, because this trial seems so horrific and getting overwhelmed with it because we haven't keeping ourselves built up and casting the care back, because sometimes we say we release things, come to find out we really haven't released it. And then when something comes back out and the devil connects the dots with that, then it blows up and it, glory to God, intensifies and it gets, glory to God, worse. And then we have a struggle trying to, and sometimes, struggle sometimes, glory to God, getting free. And then other times it's stuff that we just push to the back and so forth like this. And other times it's when we're trying to handle things. I gave this to God, I gave this to God, I gave this to God. I'm triumphant over this and I'm victorious in that and I'm more than a conqueror in that. But these other places, we still yet trying to handle things on our own, or we still have things over to God we haven't released or forgiven. So that way sometimes it comes back out of closets like Jason. Positive feelings of appreciations or gratitude that may guide people towards meaning and better health. Glory to God. Ralph Warren Emerson offers these words. Cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you and to give thanks continuously and because of all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude. And that's going back, even this person writing this thing, Waldo Emerson, but look at what God still says. I'm a working for your good. I'm a working for your good. And in the meantime, when we go through the trial, remember the servant that said, it was good that I was being afflicted? Because in that we find growth. We get to a place where we grow in him. We find glory, our strength. We find out if I hadn't gone through this thing, I wouldn't have got this over here, or this right here wouldn't have worked this way for the good for me. So God knows all things, and he knows what we're in need of, what's going to happen down the road. He knows what needs to take place to get our flesh crucified, for us to get to a place, our eyes to come open, ears to come open, for us to speak truth, walk in truth, and grow over to God, just like he told Adam in the garden. Adam, where are you? He knows exactly where Adam is. He knows everything before the beginning of time. He's the creator. But he's trying to get him to recognize, you moved. How many of us moved? And some, glory to God, it wasn't moved, he hadn't gotten there yet, because he had to get awareness to get in place and get in alignment with what his word is saying. So that way we won't give place to the enemy, and we won't give him, glory to God, the power over situations, or either people over situations, because that's too much power to give somebody when we turn back around and don't forgive, and they're still holding this thing, glory to God, over. They're going on about their business, but that situation, you're locked into, like you're in a work release, going out, coming back in, and then when you hear that name, you're just frustrated and aggravated. You just be in their presence. You can be in the middle of laughing and all of a sudden have a good time, and then next thing you know, they walk in the room. Or you just hear the name. You hadn't forgiven. It's one thing to have pain and you want God to forgive you. I mean, for the forgive you is one thing. After glory to God, you don't ask forgiveness and you know you sincerely ask for forgiveness, then you ask the Lord to bless you and help you in the pain, because sometimes the pain can be lingering because it could have been a horrific situation and you actually did forgive, but the adversary want to play the pain over and over. You got to give that to God too so he can come in and heal you, because sometimes there may be a process in certain people that they, you know, according to what everybody goes through things differently. But the same foundation God says, and he's the same yesterday, today, forevermore. It may take me a little bit longer in certain areas and things, depending on my mindset, according to my faith, and releasing some things and calling how horrific that thing was, and the other person can go through something similar, and they can be able to release it even faster, even though it may be really hard for them too. But the progressing got to be rolled out according to our mindset and willing to let go and release. Okay, that's another, that's part of it, but it's the truth anyway. All right, gratitude is an emotion similar to the appreciation and positive psychological research has found neurological reasons why so many people can benefit from this general practice of expressing thanks for our lives, even in times of challenges and change. As the world can say so, and the doctor can say so, and the psychologist can say so, neurologist can say so, we already know what God's word, how much it's going to take for us to get to that place that we as believers believe what God's word says, because he's the healer and deliverer. He said, I came to bind the broken heart to set the captive free. He done told you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. He was talking about lay aside every sin and every weight so easily beset you. He was saying so many things that we casting out care. All you that are laboring heavy laden, come to me and I'll give you rest. Take his yoke and learn of him. That's his word, because he's meek and lowly. His word, his burden is light and his yoke is easy. He will restore, he will deliver, he will heal, he will do what. But if it takes that, glory to God, that I need that help, that whatever like this, and just like when you go to class, whether you in academics or in school for college or, you know, the high school or whatever, it's going to be sometimes you have a teacher and this instructor or this professor, you know, you have this one, this is a, they teach, but sometimes they don't be able to deliver the message like they are for most of the class they have to comprehend. And so when you get another instructor and so forth, going to be teaching the same subject, and all of a sudden everything just comes so clear. And even sometimes when we minister and talking to people and whatever, like one may be able to get that message across clearer than the other one. But God has a way for whatever the need is, whatever, he will provide. The thing about it is persistent and pursuing. And then there's an adversary that we have to deal with, too, that tries to steal from us. Don't try, he does. And sometimes we give place to him because of the challenges of the situation or the circumstance. And sometimes we're just not prayed up. We're not alert. We're not diligent. We're not open. We're not studying. We're not in his word. Something, somewhere, another. And then sometimes the trial is we go through just for God to get his glory. Because they were on, I can't remember whether he's a paralytic, when they said, did the parents sin? Did the man sin? Or what? And it was like Jesus said, no. It was just for the glory of God. So sometimes after we've checked ourselves and examined ourselves and making sure, glory to God, we're in the faith and we are not guilty of falling short by, you know, sins. Ain't no white lies and black lies, but, you know, people, little lies and big lies, all lie. Because he said, you keep doing that, all lies are going to end up, glory to God, in hell. But we got to know, glory to God, repent. But there are some times, glory to God, situations may occur, and we're not, glory to God, yielded to the Spirit of the Lord like we ought to, and it gives place to the enemy or things we are not doing to keep the doors closed. But if we repent and yield and give these things to God and be persistent and perseverance and don't regress and be procrastinating and glory to God and perpetrating the fraud, then it won't be so easy for the enemy to come in, glory to God, because we'll continue to feed that spirit, man. And then we can be rejoicing in the midst of situations. Sometimes when he's cutting up so bad that we can learn to praise the Lord even in the trial. Like I said, you're not running around laughing like a hyena, but knowing that this too shall pass, God going to get me through this. And when I look back in the archives, sometimes we got to look back. He already brought me through this, and the enemy's going to blow this thing up over here, and it'd be a camouflaging and mirages and all kind of stuff. And it was like trying to get you to the place to forget almost. It's like the Israelites, glory to God, then came through Egypt. All of miraculous things God done did. Now I'm here because we want some bread, we want some water, we want this, that, and the other, and things like, well, we need to go back. You forgot about the taskmaster was killing you. You fixed it, had to do bricks without mortar. You turned back around and didn't get to half eat, and you had to work how many hours a day, whatever it took to build up, glory to God. How soon do we forget? and we talk about the Israelites. If I would have been there, and as God would have did, you have the Holy Spirit on board. Jesus is on board, and still yet some crazy, bizarre, crazy stuff going on in the believer's life, and he got help right there on board, overriding the Spirit, grieving him, but still yet you're going to do more than what the Israelites did in where their mindset was. At least they had a covering of glory to God, a leader and God speaking and saying things and did miraculous things. You have him on the inside and still doing it. Praise the Lord. Let's move on. Bless the Lord. Despite the seemingly difficult for people, the Bible is full of hope and of God's unshakable promises and the sufficient reason needed in order to give thanks in all things, even in 2022. What about you? Despair, difficulties, perplex, anger, and under prejudice, attitudes, and many seem to have the inability to feel gratitude. Ecclesiastes 3:3-4, the Bible does not pretend there is no suffering. The acknowledgement, there is a time to kill, a time to break down, a time to weep, and a time to mourn. Jesus is our ultimate source of joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength to get through loss, suffering, and chaotic times. It would need to be something permanent, unchanging. Jesus prayed to his Father, but now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. John 17:13. He wants those who love him to have his joy, to be thankful for those things which bring joy. Ultimately, let's see what time, okay, we're getting to be there in a little bit. We're going to be closing. Ultimately, the Bible encouraged believers to focus on eternal things. It is important to thank God for earthly blessings, but in order to always be thankful, there must be things to thank God for that do not rust and decay or disappear. The way to always give thanks is to remember to thank God for his eternal gifts and promises. Most of all, to thank God for Jesus, for saving us and restoring us and redeeming us back to the Father. And then even for all the great and mighty things he does, because he's our healer, our deliverer, our burden bearer, our high tower, our strong tower. He's the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-breasted one, the all-sufficient one, the more than enough. He's Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Mekadesh, the God that sanctified. He's glory to God, Adonai. He is everything we need, Jehovah Shalom. God, glory to God, is the I am that I am, whatever we need. And everything in his word covers everything we ever go through in life. There's nothing exempted out of the Bible that hasn't been covered on the things for us to be able to live right and walk upright before the, and be grateful and thankful and to be appreciative. Even while the storms are going on, he said he'll give us peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on him. And learning to be grateful even when challenges come and not to be a murmur and a complainer, because this is going on. All of a sudden now, we done switch off the joy, and now we switch over into complaining and murmur. Double-minded. We are going to either be grateful and thankful, glory, and we're going to have times that many of the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver you out of them all. Deliver you out of, no, I don't believe you deliver me out of, no, you believe me out of this, he deliver me out of that, and this, and that, but, you know, I know he did this for Sister Watermelon and Brother Black and Brother Cuckoo and Sister Shanane and whatever like this, but, oh, I don't know, but I know, wait a minute, double-mindedness, get our minds together, and we draw strength from one another, and iron sharpens iron, and he will say we overcome by the testimony of the blood of life. Somebody telling their testimony sometimes help us to strengthen us, to encourage us to get through it, glory to God, because sometimes that's worse than what we do, and then something what we've been through, and other times it may not be, but there's stuff enough in there to encourage us to keep standing and to hold fast the faith. And then we pray one for another. And sometimes over there in the word, somebody speaking or preaching, whether it's on television or whether it's on the internet or whether, glory to God, it's on the text or whatever God is speaking glory to God through email, however we can grasp faith. Oh, my God, the miraculous, marvelous, phenomenal things, glory to God, hallelujah, that we could receive, and if we only could believe. As he said in Mark 11, whatever you pray for, believe that you receive. Go on down in the scripture, and it says, if glory you have ought against anyone, to forgive, because if we don't, then our Father won't forgive us. Thanksgiving for God the Lord Jesus. And he said, where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. And if we want to have, glory out, the mind of Christ, glory to God, it's going to take through the renewing mind, getting in the word, obeying and submitting to it, and glory to God, studying and writing about it, and stay, glory to God, locked into around people that are genuine and real, living what they're preaching and teaching, and glory to God, and the fire of the anointing is burning in them. And we need that anointing to burn off things that connect itself to us, that's not like God, and things, glory to God, for that fire to burn, for us to keep pressing and pursuing after the Lord. Thanking God, Lord Jesus, for blessings through praise and worship and prayer. Praise and prayer. Praise and prayer. Learning to praise him, glory to God, in the midst of whatever situation. He said he inhabited the praise of his people. And if we hold on to the promise and what he's saying, even though our eyesight is seeing this, our ears hearing that, and we got to watch what we put it's come out of our mouth, because out of the abundance of the house, the mouth is going to speak anyway. But if we put in what is necessary to feed that man when the trial and tribulation or challenges come that he already warned us of, to be of good cheer, because he's overcome, because I'm with you and I never leave you nor forsake you. And then I gave you the word, I gave you the weapons, glory, I gave you the Holy Spirit. What are you doing with all that I've given you? And are you keeping yourself charged up daily? Like that word that comes about the five wise and the five foolish. Are you keeping your oil and your lamp burning and trimmed? Are you lending your ears open to foolishness or folly, or you're losing your ears over to negativity or this, that, and the other, everything contrary to the will, or you just giving in to your flesh, how you feel. God know my heart. And he said, yeah, I know it. It is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? That tongue, who can tame it? Only him. But if we condition ourselves to what the word is saying, and the control would be that the Holy Spirit will be in charge, because we will yield to him, not override him or grieve him. Okay, let's move on. Thanksgiving. Okay, prayer and praise. Oh, my God. Do you know the enemy want to keep you away from that? Because the more you in prayer and seeking God's face and open up to hear him, and not doing all the talking, but hear him, praise him, to worship him. Oh, he inhabits the praise of people. And in the meantime, he will speak to your heart. He will reveal some things and give him the praise. Oh, glorify him. He will move in the midst of the praise. I can't remember, it's not Gideon, but the other one, glory to God, when the fight was done, glory to God, through what God told him to do in the praise, but that's another time. But anyway, the first step and the second step is by turning away from, that's the first step. The second step is turn away from earthly wants and desires of the flesh and focusing on the future promises with God that will matter forever, that are so guaranteed by the word of God. So there is always something to be thankful for, even in the current circumstances and the difficulties. Praise the Lord. When we can focus on the promises of the Lord. So that means in spite of what my ears hear and what my eyes see, what my feelings and emotions trying to say, glory to God, what did God say? I believe your report, saying that word and the promises. Things will come. But while I'm going through how I respond to the problems that I go through is going to make all the difference. They will come. Many are. You say in order for us to reign with him, glory to God, there will be some suffering, but God knows how to bring us through and bring us out. So we got to have the word and cancel those things. And every time our imagination try to run away with us, you done told us, bring down those things into captivity in obedience to the Spirit of the Most High God. Set your affections on things above, where treasure is, that's where your heart is. David, even during the lowest points in David's life, in songs, the songs are full of praise and thanksgiving. And sometimes we just got to go back and find the word, glory to God, of these promises and the things that have been said in his word and the people that have gone through the situation that we're going through, and glory to God, stand and have that word to fight against the forces of the evil one. that come up against it when it says can't be, when God already said it is so. Praise God. It says that the songs are full of thanksgiving and praise. He said, he declared, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Psalms 107:1. David thanks God for the good and for the challenging circumstances and situations he went through. Habakkuk, which we just opened the scriptures up about that. Habakkuk is a compilation of the prophet's laments. Habakkuk questioned God's goodness because he saw so much injustice, evil, and tragedy in the world. The theme of Habakkuk is trying to grow from faith to perplexity, doubt to the height of absolute trust in God. And that's where we got to be, to strive every day for absolute trust. Because there's always going to be some nitpick devil with some foxes from this, that, and the other. You know, the things that we done overcome, you're not going to come and tempt you with lust. Of glory to God on the flesh, in the fact that, you know, I trying to get into somebody's pants, or they trying to get under your dress, or you don't know that you're not the one that's going to steal, or you're not one of those ones that go, but you're busybody, and then you're lying over here, or you over here got some kind of deception going, or you got some other thing that you don't supposed to be saying or doing, or what. He knows where to try to find out where, and you'll keep working on that, and that God dealing with you, and you over here with this, that, and the other. Some people got a combination of things going on, but still yet, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. I don't know about that sanctified. You might have been saved, you might have the Holy Spirit, but you have not yielded to the Spirit of the Lord to get surrendered so you can start allowing him to have absolute power over your life and so forth, like Paul said, become a slave, becoming that person, not being enslaved by the sins of this world, but coming to a point that I am slave to the master. I'll be obedient to whatever he says, when he say, how he say. And then he talks about all the trials that Paul went through, being shipwrecked, being beaten, glory to God, being left for dead, being stoned, and all kinds of stuff, and what a jail, glory to God, prison, writing all, glory to God, most of the Testament out of prison. But he said, still my light affliction. What? Your light affliction? You know you got to be a place in God to get to a place of that. All that being stoned, from to kill you, snake bitten, full of people sitting there waiting for you to die. And you had light affliction? Oh, my God, some of us can't stand somebody talking about it. And no, it could be a lie. But, oh, you got to get frustrated because they lying and what. Get all out of character, glory to God, because they hadn't yielded and surrendered to the Lord for that flesh to be died in those areas. That, oh, yeah, but he, glory to God, they feed the hunger, they pay their tithes, and pay big-time tithes, and give offering over there. But touch them over here in this area. And then you'll see somebody jackling the high. Woo-hoo! You said, well, that's why some people know you on the job one way, know you glory to God on the marketplace one way, know you at home one way, know you a different way at church. Jesus had no 3-4 personalities. One personality transferred into the image of Christ, that what we're supposed to be doing, become disciples for Christ. Oh, okay. All righty. And he said, praise the Lord. You want to get to the absolute trust in God. Finally, Habakkuk declared that he will continue to live in joy despite despite the times that he was in, glory to God, and what he was destined to live in. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in my God, my Savior. 3:18 concludes 3:19. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like hinds' feet, like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights, despite the fact that he might have felt down in the dumps because of the observation. His original complaint detailed whether he will be led into good times or hard times. We do so that the house of by the honor of being found trustworthy by God. Being found trustworthy by God. Isn't that powerful? Praise God. And that's where we ought to be too. And like we read already out of Habakkuk about, you know, the state of mind that he was in, but he came to a conclusion in a place that no matter what, Even though, glory to God, there may not be grapes on the vine or olives olives, glory to God, grapes or on the vine, what you call olives or whatever, an olive crop fails. That's what it is. The olive crop fails and we're producing no fruit. All glory at the sheep, glory to God, not in the pen or the cattle in the stall. He said that I will yet praise him. So whatever we're going through in life, how much are we saying we are grateful? And really, how much are we really grateful? Not just saying, but that we're standing on the promises of the Lord. And in all of our lives, no matter how anointed, how many married, where we are married to God, he's married to us, glory to God. We're the bride and he's the groom. But what I'm trying to say is, even with all of us, glory to God, being a part of him and the kingdom of God, there is some shortcoming somewhere. And even in all of that, as we growing in grace, we got to allow him for that anointing to be even, glory to God, more illuminated in our lives, more powerful in operation in the gifts and in the calling that he has in our life for, glory to God, for us to be able to do greater exploits. And we ought to be do greater works, as he said. It's going to have to be consistent in our spending time with him, renewing our minds, getting in the word. And maybe a day or two here and there we may not pray as we normally do strongly or we pray, but glory to God, we may not been, you know, spend as much hours or time in it, or sometimes even in our reading. But it's consistency. It's like, okay, once in a while. But we got to cannot be dropping off here and there and only have, well, we do this on Monday and Tuesday, or we do this on Monday and Sunday, or we do this on Wednesday and Thursday. Glory to God. It's got to be a consistent to build up and be strengthened in the Lord to walk in the power and the anointing and authority that God has given us to walk in faith and not be tormented, glory to God, on a regular basis. We all can get bombarded every once in a while, but that's why we pray and seek the face of the Lord. It'll be easier to come out of it, and when I need reinforcement, I'm going to call my pastor, call my sister, call my brother, glory to walking in the power and authority of the anointing in obedience to the Spirit of the Lord, and their life is one, not because they had a gift, but because of what God's power and anointing is in operation in their lives. And so we just have to learn how to be more grateful and thankful and then with anticipation of expectancy. I'm going through this, but I'm coming out. I'm going to be grateful, glory to God, in the midst. And sometimes when things go on, it could have been worse. But God, your mercy, your angels that encamped about us, glory to God, how your promises, and God, how you awakened me, even if I was in error. Glory to God, thank you for the power of your forgiveness. Thank you for your love. We can always thank you for every day for saving us and delivering us, and even that deliverance out of circumstances too as well. God, I thank you for my family. I thank you for this. I thank you for that. The food, the clothing, the shelter. There was a time not too long ago that toilet paper was a commodity. One of my, tell you, they're lying, the people fighting over and doing over some toilet paper. It was that serious out there in life, and certain other things, glory to God, that was necessities. But now we get relaxed back, and we're being, teaching us how to be grateful every day of everything. All this murdering, killing, and all this kind of stuff going on. Oh, glory to God, so much to pray for, not just those circumstances, but still so much to be thankful for in the midst of those storms. Even things that you done brought us through, even for us having salvation, for us, glory to God, still living. Even though our bodies might be going through a rack with pain, we're grateful, God. We still have so much to thank for, and still can thank you and praise you and praise our way out of some things too as well. Believing by faith that you're going to do whatever you said you're going to do, because your word will not go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that you set it out to do. Being more thankful. Sometimes we get up and start praying. We're just praying about what we want, what the devil doing, what we want. When do we thank? Say thanksgiving. I just got to give you glory. Right now I'm in pain, but Lord, I thank you. I bless you, glory to God, because I know what your word says. And remind yourself of what his word says. Continue to speak and decree and declare, God, your word says such and such and such and such. But making sure that we are lining up with his word, keeping a covenant, not covenant breakers. Because we can pray a lot of things, but are we living things and so forth and expecting God to move so quickly on our behalf when some people, glory to God, are living, glory to God, a shameful life in the background. In the front, it looks like it's okay, but oh, glory to God, some other things are being done in the background. And sometimes it's not so much sin in the fact that you're touching and tampering with it, but sometimes the sin of just not believing. That is a sin right there in itself. When we worry and we don't believe. So we got to get to that place where we repent about those things too as well. Just because I may not been doing this sin, that sin, and God is talking, and not to be keeping covenant, taking covenant, trying to keep, you know, he told us not to covet things, Glory to God. Sometimes it's that too. It's jealousy. It's envy. It's other things. Madness because of the fact of how I was treated or what was said or what was done. Those things, and we might call them something because other people haven't called them out yet, but they are a secret sin. They're not secret to the Lord. Sometimes it's prophets know it. Sometimes the prayer warriors are, but sometimes people are not willing to accept, glory to God, the error of their ways. So that you can see what's in mind. Yes, Sister VJ, and Sister VJ this, and Sister VJ that, and she this, and she say that, and she talks and stuff, and whatever, she's fat, and she this, that, and the other, and glory to God, she talks so fast, and da, 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 da. But all the stuff that's going on in your life, it's just about, just like that spotlight that be on people's houses or buildings, it always shows all the light on everything, all in its way, as far as the spread of it. But that darkness is behind that light on the other side, and that's some of us. Glory to God, on the other side, but the spotlight is out there trying to get a motor out of somebody else's eye, and you got a 2x4 in yours. Not saying that we don't see things in one another, but we don't see it to complain and murmur and make somebody feel embarrassed or humiliated, glory to God, or downtrodden. It's to pray, and if God give it to you to witness or to, if you have meekness, to restore. But we are to be helpers one to another, esteeming others more highly than ourselves, and pray one for another, bear one another's burdens, strong bear the firmness of the weak, with wisdom and listening to God, because sometimes we can get entrapped with situations that people just pulling on you and trying to pull the life out of you and whatever like this, and we're not listening to God, what to touch, what not to touch, what to embrace, what not to embrace, and so forth like this. Go back and look at Ecclesiastes 2 as well. It's a time and a season for everything, but listening to the voice of God to know how to go in and how to come out. Being grateful no matter what the state is, and we're going to have some challenging times. We're going to have some difficulties and some things. We're going to have, glory to God, some whatever. God said, nevertheless, I'm with you, and I'll never leave you, and I'll bring you out, and I'll bring you through. I didn't give you fear, torment, but he said, glory to God, if you trust me and rest in me. Oh, he told us how to rest in him, and he'll bring us through that. He done told us, glory to God, those things that we need to do to walk circumspectly to his word. We're foreigners here, but he wants us to be blessed here. He wants us to prosper and be good health as our soul prosper. Seek first the kingdom of God that's right. Everything else will be added. You delight in me. I'll give you the desires of your heart. Delight in me. And some people walk around talking about, I'll give you the desires of my heart. Well, no, it's supposed to be delighting in him because your desires, like one situation where a pastor had to speak to this gentleman, a man talking to the pastor many, many years ago. He was asking the Lord, saying that his desire was he wanted this particular woman. And so forth. The woman married. What is for her family? And so, you know, he's saying, give me the desires. No, you delight in him. That's not God's will for you to break up another marriage and for you to turn back around now, adultery or fornication, and hang out with this one over here and give you what you want. Both somebody else is saying the same thing for the next person. Just like this person over here wants God to turn back around and do all this to this individual. Who over there praying for somebody, for the Lord to turn back around and knock you out? We got to use wisdom with this foolishness. And I'm telling you now, the wealth season, glory to God, of women and men of God that got past some ABC principles on that, you still got some that's anointed in this and anointed in that and still got those kind of foolishness up in their heart because they haven't yielded to the Lord. They're not grateful and not thankful for what you already have. Pray for change in your own situation. God, we thank you tonight for the word grateful, appreciation, and thanksgiving. God, and the gratitude of attitude of gratitude daily. God, help us all, God, no matter what. No matter what state we're in, glory to God, and for our position, like the brother said, it's time now, glory to God. We got to be in a place that we don't allow, glory to God, the position that we have to override the anointing of the place that God wants us to be for purpose. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. I thank God that we're not going to be enslaved. We're not going to be caught up perpetrating the fraud. Glory to God. Covenant, be covenant breakers. We're going to be in a place, glory to God. We can check the kind of company that we be in. We're going to bless the Lord, glory to God, and allow the Lord to bless. Are you being prepared? Are you preparing? We're going to bless the Lord, glory to God, for the things that he's telling us all, glory to God. And even throughout the years and even throughout this revival of different things, glory to God, he wants us to be conditioned in, glory to God, and not allow the circumstances and situations to dictate to us and manipulate us and cause us, glory to God, to yield to temptation. As Jesus told, pray that you yield not into temptation. God, I bless you tonight. I thank you for this time. Thank you for this word, even in the last couple of days. And even like you're telling us more and more, we got to be ready at whatever time. Even though, glory to God, even if we're not assigned to anything and we may be assigned the last minute or whether it's that day or that hour, help us to be so much in the word and in your presence. So if we are called out at whatever given time, being grateful and thankful that we are part of the kingdom and doing a work for the kingdom of God, and to be ready, to be grateful, so we can be able to be on our post whenever you call. It's like when those soldiers have to go out, glory to God, in rapid deployment, glory to God. When they called at a certain, at a moment notice, they got to get their gear and get it up and get out of there. We as believers got to be on our post. So if God called us to do something, oh, well, I got to fast for 5-10 days. We're in need of you now on your post over here in such and such a place, and I got to wait till you get it together to pray and fast. What were you doing before now? Glory to God. Where's the God called us and say, you know what, I need you over here. Come, we need for you to pray here. We need for you to, glory to God, we need for you to help you. We need for you to pre-care. We need for you to minister here. We need for you, glory to God, to intercede. I got to take my children to soccer, my husband, and so forth like this. He told me something, I need to meet for dinner, and over here I got to be at the church at such and such time, passing the church, going to church. But, oh, I'm so grateful about whatever the Lord, I thank you again tonight. I give you glory, praise, and honor. You are such an awesome God, a phenomenal God. You, glory, I work with all the praise and glory. Thank you for redeeming us back to the Father, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord God, for interceding, being our advocate. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and grace. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for giving us another chance. Thank you for your angels being in camp. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, glory to God, that you neither sleep nor slumber. Thank you that we can call upon your name, glory to God, and your answer, having confidence that you will. Glory to God, as long as we're walking upright before you, say you hold no good thing from you. Told us you make our enemies our footstool. God, I thank you, glory to God. You're worthy of all the praise. You teach us how, glory to God, to do war. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our hands to do war. We thank you, Lord God, for the steps that are ordered, that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thank you, Lord God, the blessings of the Lord and the rich and making no sorrow. You inhabit the praise of your people. Help us to learn how to glorify you and magnify you and not to be a complainer or a murmur. We know there are going to be times we need to come together and pray and bind and loose the thing, but not to be busy about it, just transferring information, just glory to God, because the itching ears and feeling of, glory to God, and then looking at our brothers when they fall, glory to God, instead of being having a heart of compassion, want to see them redeemed and raised back up, all because they did this to me, that's what they're getting. Oh, the devil is alive. Somebody can be saying the same thing about us. You hurt me and you did this, and you might not have been aware, but I'm praying that the Lord just whip you good too. God, help us to be aware of the tricks of the enemy and the snares. Oh, glory to God, we're snared by the words that come up out of our mouth. You said life and death is in the power of the tongue. Speak life. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. God, you said where our treasure is, that's where our heart is. Help us to be aware of the snares of the enemy. You said we're destroyed for lack of knowledge. Oh, God, the things that you're trying to teach us and bring awareness to, glory to God, some things are snaring us because the fact we don't want to hear and we don't want to obey or we don't want to hear that. Oh, God, but you said I'm not happy you're going to say devices. God, help us to seek more of you and, glory to God, examine ourselves daily, see whether we're in the faith. God, we need to do self-inventory, glory to God, on a daily basis. We're not to be in condemnation, but we need to be, God, to allow him to go in all these rooms, go behind this, that, and the other. Places that we'd have the dust to move, like you said, the refrigerator, do some other stuff. Some things that have been hiding, some of the things that have been pushed to the back. Some things over to God, unforgiveness. Some things over to God is I didn't think that meant that much, so we just did kind of like left it there or whatever. Oh, God, sometimes we do have to let you go and do a spring cleaning. And glory to God, some things over that we thought we were over, and come to find out, here come a trial, and come to find out that thing is still there. Lord, I just thank you. And then when he does do it, help us not let the enemy come in and bring us back into traps and snares of our minds, of our past, this, that, and the other. Old things are passed away and all things become new. We got to move forward. Stop looking in the rearview mirror. Another time we should look back, looking in the archives for a testimony of the glory of God and even to see a little bit of our progress. But we should see that big windshield in the front of that car moving forward. Because we keep looking back, we're going to be entrapped or we're going to fall or snared or accident going to happen. Help us like never before. Be grateful and celebrate where we are now. We can't celebrate, glory to God, looking back all the time. We got to let go and let God, and we got to be able to a place that, God, I'm celebrating for what you brought me out, where you're taking me, and what I need to do. Let not my ears be caught up in nobody else's foolishness, and nothing let my heart get caught up and trapped by what once was. Now it's got to be looking where I'm going if I'm going to trust you, if I'm going to be a soldier for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, because he ain't calling no jellybacks. God, I'm thanking you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we will be soldiers that will stand, and we will be strong in the Lord and the power of his might with our whole armor on and with the word, glory to God. We thank you so much. I thank you for these prayer warriors. I thank you for the faithful men and women of God. I thank you for those that are out, glory to God, even today. Bless them, enjoying their families, violent incidents, accidents, mishaps, chaos, confusion, or sickness, disease, untimely death, whatever. With plots and plans he has for any of us, we rebuke, bind, and loosen from it. In the name of Jesus, we pray for a hunger for the word, a desire to be in the word, a desire even to take care of these vessels, these bodies, glory to God, and even for better health and for wisdom and stamina and strength, glory to God, to be overcomers, even if the pain is trying to override things we need to do in our bodies to get things in line. We speak life, glory to God, health and wholeness. We speak, glory to God, the peace of God. We speak strong in the Lord with wisdom and glory to God, meekness, but boldness to stand, glory to God, with courage in Jesus' name. We thank you again, God. I thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, teaching us more how to be faithful. Thank you for our children, our grandchildren, our CT, for our family in Christ Jesus, our spiritual family as well. God, we thank you for the mothers in Zion as well as the mothers, glory to God, that are out there trying to do all they need to do by their family, some that might need some help and assistance to do better, and others, glory to God, that they haven't even learned what it is to be a parent. God, we pray for it. Have mercy on them, for the repentance, for things to change, or get some help. All glory to snatch them babies up out of there, glory to God, so they won't have to turn back around and just be a part of the system and doing all kind of hideous things because of the pain and agony they done gone through. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray for our youth. We pray for our children. We pray, glory to God, for them in every way. All of us need some help, but we thank you for the progress we are making. So we celebrate that as we learn more and more to be grateful and thankful and give you all the praise that's rightly due. You God, you're an awesome God. So we thank you, Lord God, for blessing my child and, oh, glory to God, they're making a landing now, glory to God, to be, hallelujah, back in Arkansas from California. God, thank you for this call right now in the name of Jesus. We bless you, glory to God, for your protection and shield. Thank you for the anointing. You are worthy of the praise. Now, Satan, we serve notice on you and all your little cohorts. Bind you up, loose you from your assignment. Go back to the dry places from whence you came, because you were a defeated foe. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to be able to stand on your word, in Jesus' name, praise God. Bless the Lord, baby. Praise the Lord. God. Praise God. Thank God. Y'all landed? I'm opening lines to you all while I'm talking to her. You landed already? Alicia. Oh, my goodness, she must have just hung up. Did she realize I was on the line? Praise God. Well, we thank God for them being back safely. Thank God. They had a 12-hour layover in Denver. My God, I didn't know that till before it came on. Praise God, but we thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The lines are open now. Praise God. If anybody have a prayer request, and if not, if you have some remarks, and then we're just going to close.
Glory to God. I enjoyed the word.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Help me with some of
these. Good ever. Mother's Day. Come in the word. Come in grateful.
Praise God.
Thank God, baby. Thank God.
Thank
you know
you,
that
mother.
Word is true. One thing I'm telling you that you said, and that is true, baby. We cannot be playing around. The promises of God, I like the thought when you said, for desire of the flesh ain't going to do it, baby. You got to stand focused on the promises of God. That those
yes,
foul fairy thoughts don't have authority in your mind, man.
Amen.
But I thank God for tonight. Because you come down with it. It is real good, I would say, a good plate of good food. When you just sit back and listen to the word of God, man. Because regardless what holiday or no holiday, baby, the word is the word.
Praise God.
I enjoyed it. I sit back. First, my phone messed up. I went in the kitchen, and that one was. Couldn't hear too good. I put it on the speaker. Still, I said, oh, Lord, what's going on? So I came back in the room again, and I put it, take it off the machine, put it back again. Sometimes, I'd just say, he's just busy, babe, but you can't give him place.
That's right. I praise God for you. And I thank God for your encouragement, even after you have spoke a word at your ministry today, and strength to you, and thank you for the encouragement. Always been a blessing. I thank God. One thing for is to you, you'll tell the truth on whatever, and I like what God has blessed over the many, many years. You've been a great blessing to me and encouragement. Bless the Lord. Anyone else have any words before we close?
Happy Mother's Day to everybody. And we praise and thank God for this day. Thank you for the word. It was full and awesome, and we're going to continue to stone the word of God and be who God called us to be. So God bless each of you and continue to be blessed.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody, happy, happy Mother's Day. And many, many more to come in the name of Jesus. I thank God for the word tonight. I thank God for Mama BJ Pastor. I thank her for opening up the lines tonight, being able to hear the word, being able to stop the word, eat it and digest it. We have to be real. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to be real in what we say and do. And then
yeah.
I know we're supposed to mean what we say and say what we mean, just like Jesus. We're supposed to represent Jesus. And I like it how she was telling us how we can't be wishy-washy. One day we're this way and one day we're another way. Uh-uh. That's not going to work. Lord, I thank you. I just thank the Lord
for his word.
And I want y'all to keep my cousin Bill Jr. up in prayer. He texted me on today telling me something about his lungs. They're going to see, they saw a spot on his lungs, and they're going to see what it is. I think he said tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness, okay. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for your cousin. What did you say his name is again?
Bill Jr.
Bill Jr. We pray for Bill Jr. now, even for that spot on his lungs. God, we know that you're a healer and a deliverer. We know you'll bring him through. We're praying, glory to God, that it'll be eradicated. But in the midst of it all, God, we are praying, glory to God, whichever time that you do it, whether you do it, glory to God, divinely, or whether you do it through the doctors, we speak that he shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. We pray for divine healing. We pray no problems, glory to God, that the enemy try to come up with his respiratory problems or any other thing that's going on with whatever procedure they may have to do. We speak, glory to God, fear would not torment him and overwhelm him in the name of Jesus. We bind up this thing, glory to God, if the enemy's trying to bring cancer or any other kind of disease against him, glory to God. Anything, glory to God, from that comes even in the respiratory, in those lungs, we speak, God, that you heal and deliver and set free. And God, it'll be another opportunity to praise God and give him glory for the mighty work you've done. And I pray, glory to God, if he's saved, that he continue to stand on the word and be strengthened and encouraged. If he's not, there'll be another time for him to open up his heart and allow the Lord to come in. But most of all, we're standing, God, in agreement, God, that this his body be healed. And God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. And Satan, we command you to loose your hold off of him and loose that man, loose his mind, loose his body, loose his lungs in Jesus' name. And go back to the dry place from which you came in Jesus' name. Bind up any transference spirits and any reoccurrences in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I give God glory, honor, and praise on tonight. I thank and praise God for Minister BJ and that flavor of the word. It was a full plate, praise God. Being in appreciation and gratitude and being grateful and, praise God, giving God the thanks that he deserved. I thank and praise God, hallelujah. I'm grateful. I have much gratitude to God for loving me enough to allow me to be one of those people that he would let his son lay his life down, and I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God for so much that he has already done, praise God. I thank and praise God that he makes a promise to you, and he's a promise keeper. He said, I will perfect that which concerns you, and I stand on his promises. Glory be to God. I'm in appreciation that when my daughter had the injury with that car that backed up into the rental car, praise God, she didn't have any bleeding on her brain. She didn't crack a skull. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, that she's still alive. She's still able to get around with the crutches. And I just thank and praise God. He's doing so many things that we don't see, but God is working them out on our behalf. And I'm in appreciation to who God is. I appreciate him. And I thank and praise God. It's been in my meditation scripture to do better. Praise God, and that song, Making Room, praise God for God. And that's why I put the little heading, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God and His Righteousness. And I tell you, it really makes a difference when you stop everything else and say, I'm not going to let the phone, I'm not going to let this, I'm not going to let that get in my way of getting in the presence of God. So I thank and praise God for this message on tonight. Truly, it was a good full plate of food, victuals.
I must repeat.
Amen. You never
have.
I tell you, you got long winded, sister. You got long winded.
Okay.
No, that's what you got to tell me.
I'm long winded. But I thank and praise God.
Long as I cut it off when God cut it off. That's all I can do.
Wonderful.
Oh, praise God.
So God bless you all. Happy Mother's Day. And
Mother's Day.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless. Praise God.
Well, praise the Lord. I just think.
Wait. Okay, go ahead.
Did I cut someone? Oh, did I cut someone else? Praise the Lord.
Oh, well,
I
when you came
God.
On. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I was on the road when you called me, but I got here right fast and got online. I was a little late, but I said, I'm going to get on here and hear some of this word because I need it. I tell you, I've been going through some things. I don't know. Sometimes I believe I bring things on my own sometimes, and I don't know. Sometimes I just ask y'all to just pray with me sometime in my home here with different things. And I said, Lord, and Sister Hubble was talking about different things, and you know, sometimes, you know, I got to watch my mouth at times. I say a lot of things like I'm quiet, but when I open up, I go too fast. I go too fast at people or something. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But it feels like it's that's what's on me, that I'm speaking something that I shouldn't speak and let God work it out. And I'm always trying to get in and he's trying to fix it. But I'm always opening up my mouth and saying things that I shouldn't say. That's what's been dealing with me about. Just leave it alone. Let me do it, and I'm going to fix it. But I always got to go back and nip with it, go and pick on it all the time. So I just thank God for what Sister Ho, some of the things that she was saying. And also, you know, as you said, help us not to be doubtful and mindful. You know, a lot of time I'm you know, I don't want to be doubtful. I know he's going to work the thing out. I know he's going to do it, but I still got to try. I'm always trying to help him. And I just ask God, in this situation right now, this little thing that I'm going through, it ain't a big thing, but there's something that is nagging me. It's nagging me. And I just ask y'all to just continue to pray for him. But I enjoy you, sister. Always do. Always enjoy your words. When I first got on you, I think you were saying the joy of the Lord is our strength, and I know that joy, you know, and I got to continue to pray and begin to praise him because I've found myself here lately. That's what I've been doing, putting that music on me, putting the music, you know, and praying. But just pray for me because there's something going on here, and I just got to nip it in the bud. I don't know. It's just something going on.
Okay, I know I'm going to pray, but I'm going to ask Mother Willette and Mother Alexander. I'm going to ask Mother Alexander to pray right after me and also Mother Willette because some things that you are saying is the Lord. Some things over to God you get anxious about, and because it's in your face, sometimes because helpers, we try to help. Remember me and you were talking and how they were saying thanking the Lord last year and coming into this year, God bless us more and more. For the yield and let God, even with the children, with certain things going on, even, you know, start gradually letting God do some things, but they came to a point where I got to really, really let go. And sometimes I'll talk to Pastor Burton, we don't talk about that too. But letting go and letting God, when we get to that place where we get more in the Word and just say, I'm going to put my trust in God and then put that thing to the Lord, even if you got to do a little fast in a couple of days after, in between.
Right.
Just praying, God will do this, because there's some things God has given you, and the enemy, glory to God, agitates you about sometimes when if a mistake happened and you get too anxious, then he'll try to turn that back on you, and then sometimes it may be a response for the other party because, okay, this time you stepped over the line, and now they want to try to take that and use that against, then you get agitated because stuff you see that, then you get frustrated with yourself, and you're frustrated with them, then you start feeling like, then you can't stay focused on. It's a trick of the enemy. They got a circle going, a vicious cycle going, but that's going to be destroyed tonight. You're going to get your footage back, and you're going to release back unto the Lord, and we're going to pray them strongholds coming out. And then when we pray, as Mark 11 says, when you pray, believe that you receive. And Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you got to have that that title deed or assurance that I done prayed, I'm releasing. And Mark in Hebrews 11:6 says, glory to God, faith is the only thing that pleases God. And he said, glory to God, and when we diligently seek him, he's going to reward him. So now you know what, God, I'm repenting about my anxiousness. Because you done told me not to be anxious. So I can be able to decipher when you tell me to speak, I'm going to speak that and leave it. I'm not going to allow chatter, what somebody else's response to what I said. Once God has said it, I have nothing else to say. Then you got to get it out of your spirit to release it back to God and not, glory to God, let rolling and rolling over what somebody else has said. Once you done spoke what God said, go when he tell you to go and speak when he tell you to speak. Once he tell you that, leave it alone. Whatever else the response happens, you can't sit there and get all that stuff all up in your spirit, man. He said, guard your heart with all diligence. And trust God, yes, it's gonna work out. It may come back to you, but in your prayer closet, every time the enemy bring it back, I'm not going to I'm gonna bind him up, and I'm going to speak when God tells me to speak. And the more, as the Bible says, when you submit, I think it's over in 1 Peter 5, when you submit yourself to the Lord, resist the devil, he'll flee. Keep resisting him, binding him, but don't stay focused on what the devil's saying, what he's doing. I'm going to make sure I'm bringing myself under subjection to the Holy Spirit. And now after you done prayed and asked the Lord for forgiveness, don't go back with no condemnation and rehearse it. Well, I feel like this and I feel like this. Once we do this tonight, all you do is start walking in your freedom and your liberty and get your footage back. Because after a while, the enemy will have you so tied up that when God wants you to speak, you'll be too scared to speak. Because I'm going to have a repercussion. Or they're going to say this. Or they're going to say, no, you're not going to have me bound. And I'm not confused. You're not going to have me tied up. The Bible says we destroy for lack of knowledge. Now, when God opened up the knowledge of what's really going on and showing the light on this situation, now I'm going to walk in the light therein. As the word says, Psalms 119, the word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my pathway. So now that I know what the trick was, now I'm going to walk in the light, and I'm going to take authority over the enemy. Father, we thank you right now for what was already said and done. We come before your presence now, and as my sister asking you for forgiveness, glory to God, while we are praying, God, we are praying that you put this thing on the altar. And we are praying right now, Satan, we bind you for confusion, chaos, and we bind you up, glory to God, for any deception to try to distract and distort things to keep my sister from being obedient to preach and teach and put that word out that God's given. That situation at the house, once you done prayed and put it in God's hand tonight, no matter what voice come back, you gave her the authority to bind and to loose. And as she also said, Mother Alexander says, glory to God, we know who you are. Well, know who you are and take authority over this foul spirit.
You,
and know in him you live and move and have your being. And I believe God's report. And if God don't do it, glory to God, I'm still going to stand. But I know, glory to God, the things that... I'm going to wait on him, but I'm going to be focused on the things God gave me to do, not focused on what the report is that I'm looking at right now in my face. You told me to work by faith, not by sight. So I thank you for healing your servant. I bind up Satan and command to loose his hold off of her mind, trying to distract her. She has a mind to fight in the name of Jesus. I come against confusion in that house. I come against what would have got to distract of the enemy, glory to God. Help her to look at your word and speak those things that are not as though they were. And I will not be nervous and anxious and fearful, and I'm not going to try to help God out. We done preached about so many things and talked about so many that then tried to help God out, and it ended up going off in the wrong direction. So I'm moving myself out of the way. so you can have your way, God.
Lord.
And I thank
have
you, Lord, for healing
Jesus.
Me. I thank you for delivering me. I thank you, Lord, God, for giving
you.
Me
thank
to walk
you,
away
Jesus.
From the situations and go pray.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for my peace. I call
Hallelujah.
My peace back in and my joy back in the name of Jesus. You said the joy of the Lord is my strength. You said you'll give me that peace that passes all understanding when I keep my heart. And mine steadfast
yes,
on thee. And I will speak boldly
thank
when
you
give it to me to speak. And when you tell
yes,
me to be
Lord.
Quiet, then I will be quiet. I will humble myself under the mighty hand of God. And I'm going to let
yes,
him do
Lord.
The exalting. Let him prove himself because I can't help him. Because
yes,
all I'm going to do is make a
thank
mess
you.
If flesh get in the way. So, God, I thank you.
Yes.
I will speak
thank you,
when
Lord.
You say speak. In Jesus'
yes,
name. Brother Alexander.
In Jesus' name. Thank
Father
you,
God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. So much to thank you for, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you that the enemy don't have the authority over my sister McCurnick. He don't have dominion, he don't have authority. And Lord God, bring back to her remembrance that you gave her a voice to sing so she can praise you to lock out that enemy that have her going back at the same thing. So during that time, Lord, come back to bring back to her remembrance that she have a voice to praise you. Just go wild praising you in the house. Run out, whatever, try to stay in that house. Run it out by praising the Lord. Crazy praise. You ever hear about crazy praise? That you just start praising God like crazy in the house? You cleanse your house up, baby, by just singing and praising God. That foul spirit that tried to take your mind over, got it loose. And in the name of Jesus, we be praising him with you too, baby. We be praising him.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah,
thank you, Lord.
Yes,
glory to your name, Father God. We love you. We praise you, Lord. There is none like you, heavens, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your word, hallelujah, where you says in Matthew 18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth, shall
hallelujah.
Be loosed in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I
thank
say
you
unto
God.
You that if two of you shall agree on
thank
earth
God.
Touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For
yes.
where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So, Father, I'm in agreement with your word, hallelujah, and we're touching and agreeing for our sister, Sister McCormick, right now, Lord God, that she will speak what you say. And God, we thank you that you desire
for
her to rest in the knowledge and the power of your word, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You will perfect that which concerns her. You will work out every situation for her good. So she needn't be stressed. She needn't worry or fret by anything that the enemy try to bring to her mind. We command that devil, Lord God, to be cast far away from her, back to the very dry places, and every thought that try to come to her mind to get her to be in disagreement with your word or disobedient to your word, we pray she'll begin to cast those thoughts down to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. So,
Lord
God,
thank you,
your servant, Lord God, continue to use her. And we have a heart to want to help those, Lord God, that we love. And sometimes, Lord God, it's best to listen to what your Holy Ghost says. If he tells us to be quiet and just don't say nothing and let him handle it, then, God, we put that in your hands in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So we touch and agree with your word. I touch and agree with my sisters, Lord God, that this is over to you, and you working it out right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank
praise
you.
God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And the more glory to God, like I'm telling you, I end up having so much peace more, stepping back. And we talked about that, and we was in agreement, but the enemy is a fox. He know how to come back. But don't doubt who you are in him. That's what the enemy wants, to separate you from being able to stand in faith and speak and decree all those healings and deliverance and things you've been saying and doing. Glory to God, and God been manifesting all he's trying to do, and he'll use the closest ones to us sometimes to do that. So we got to be just watchful and prayerful, Not to be trying to guard our hearts with our dealings don't mean that we sit up and just make our heart hard. We let God bless when we yield things to Him and let him take control. Because more and more, as I was releasing things, I'm telling you, from last year to this year, oh, man, it's more peace, being concerned for them about certain things, but whatever. That don't mean that I might not, you know, go over the line out of concern sometimes, but I'm saying, Lord, help me so I won't be whatever. But it'll happen. And sometimes, even when you done did your best, calling what personality you're dealing with, so they come into the truth themselves, they're going to be some kind of, all of us can say, they're going to be some kind of defense sometimes. But in, when we know we done did what God told us to do, and if we step over, then we're just a rebuke. But there's things and stuff like that. Even when you yield to the Lord, there's going to be times when you talk to them or other people, calling out their personalities, sometimes they're not going to be open to hear and receive. When we know it's God, release it and still move, regardless of what the response is. When I know it's God, let it go.
Yes.
And you'll walk in more peace. God knows.
Thank
like I said, ruffles and puddles every once in a while because I got one, a little personality is like that. And then my mama, but when I know it's God, honey, I don't let it bother me. Keep it moving. If I repent, I'll repent. Either to her, too, if it's something that'll step a little bit more information than needed. Then other than that, hey, rest in the Lord and go on back to business.
Yes.
As long as you let God have it way after tonight, go to bed with your rest and your peace. Anybody else before we close? Oh, let me
know
you
you're right about that. You wrote about that, Pastor. You know, this one, remember when I'm talking to you today about, I said, I didn't hear from my young son?
Right.
My son, after I get you, I hang up with you, I went outside checking the dog. When I came back in, the phone ring. My young son was on
the phone.
God. He was saying, Mom,
your
phone
was
so busy, we couldn't get through to you at all, Mom. He was wondering what's going on. But, you know, I just say that to tell you now, that enemy come, the first thing I said, wonder if that boy is sick. And the enemy keep bringing that. I said, what in the world? And I start praising because I always believe,
praise
get
God.
It off my mind. So that's none but the enemy,
God.
Mr. McCormick. That's none but the enemy trying to get your joy, girl.
Yes.
But I just start
Thank
praising
you.
And going about my business.
That's
praise
what
God. That's what you
too.
Said on the phone while we were talking. I said, God, within the hour, or even
Amen.
2 hours, they going to call. But the Lord gave you what you wanted right away.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, sister.
Amen.
Thank
I just
y'all.
Got some Mother,
you,
Mother Sims' number, so I just opened the line. And then after her, we're going to get ready to close. We had a full service. I said, we have an hour of power. It's going to be a power. I said, well, God never lets your will. Praise God.
I want my stomach in prayer, y'all. I've been having problems with my stomach, my digestive system. My food act like it don't want to stay down. It's just like acid reflux that is coming up.
Okay, one of y'all take that Mother Willette or Mother Alexander. Her digestive system.
Amen. Hey, okay.
I got
Rachel.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, and we bless you, Lord God, that your desire is that we be in good health, Lord God. And we pray for Sister Rachel right now. We know that your word, hallelujah, tell us that with Jesus' stripes that we are healed, and I believe she's agreeing with the word of God. So we pray, Lord God, against that thing that's trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and try to cause her to have a lot of reflux. And I realize, Holy Spirit, you can help her to teach her about different types of things that she may eat that causes acid reflux. So we pray that, Lord God, you give her the wisdom that she needs so that she can do her own homework as far as learning how to eat certain things that's not going to aggravate her digestive system. But we do speak and pray for a divine, supernatural, miracle-working, healing power to be released in her body based on your word, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2, 24, Psalms 107 and verse 20, where you sent your word to heal her. We're in agreement, Lord God, that you desire for not just her, but all of us to be well and whole in Jesus' name. So we pray that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will be released from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, and that digestive system come under, Lord God, the anointing of your word and begin to function properly in Jesus' name. Now help me to realize, Lord, I don't need to eat fatty foods and lay down at night because that's going to cause me some trouble. So, God, teach us, Lord God, through your divine Holy Spirit, what we can do. And then if we must need to do something else or go to the doctor and see if there's something else that can be done, then, God, give her the wisdom of what she needs to do. But we're claiming her divine deliverance through you in Christ Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. We pray no weapon formed against her shall prosper. And, Lord God, we thank you that the Holy Spirit give a wisdom on types of food that help the digestive system work better in Jesus' name. Glory to your name. We love you, Lord. We bless you. And we thank you that you got a handle of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Is that the last one? I know Mother Pastor came on the last one. Lately, if you have anything, too, before we hang up? Well, I guess she doesn't. Well, all right, then. I thank the Lord for you all receiving whatever God has given in these last 2 days. Some things that I heard in there for myself, things I heard in between that he gave through the hot off the press, besides the notes. But I bless you again. The Lord say the same. We look for it. That breathing I'm doing now because I had to rush trying to go to the bathroom, trying to get back to the computer. But anyway, and that's one thing, too. The doctor gave me some antibiotics and said, well, don't take it right now. Take it in a couple of days or if you need it, I'll give it to you. So I think right now I'm probably going to need to use wisdom and take it because I haven't. I'm saying, well, okay, according to how I'm feeling and that I've been in and out, too, also with that probably some pollen or whatever from outside, but I think I'm going to have to, just pray for me, I think I'm going to have to go ahead and start that in the morning because it is affecting, I had my treatments and it's still yet bringing some little shortage, so, and I'm going to try to get more rest as I've been working on that. But in the meantime, other than that, I thank God for again for you all and the encouragement tonight and for the word and for y'all's faithfulness, and we'll look forward to even a few people that were out and doing some things. I wasn't even expecting y'all to be on the line, but so blessed that God bless you made it back in. And my sister, take everything that God has given you tonight for what he's spoken, and don't let the enemy come in your ears with anything else. Keep rebuking and binding and stand on what God's word is saying and bring the word back into your forefront. And I thank you, glory to God, and believe in God for the healing for the ones that we've been praying for. I bless God for again for y'all taking your time out tonight. I pray you had a wonderful celebration for your time before the Lord with your Mother's Day, and thank God for the mothers in Zion, too, as well. I appreciate you all. Praise God. And also bless the Lord. You have a marvelous and wonderful rest of the week. And we look forward to those that are available to come on for Monday night service. And then I'll be seeking the face of the Lord to find out what we're doing for fourth Sunday and getting ourselves prepared for the upcoming month. Because we already, the eighth day already in this month. Good Lord, it's rolling. But in the meantime, we look forward to talking with you very soon. Thank you again for Sister Rachel, as God bless and open your ears to where he's taking you for just opening yourself up for what he has for you and preparing yourself for going forward. But thank you for reminding me on Thursday night through our fellowship that for today, because this year slipped my mind. I've been telling them tonight. Thank you. Praise God. So God saw you dealing with me about being grateful and appreciation. But in the meantime, I love you all. Be blessed. Keep us up one another in prayer. And have a good, blessed, marvelous, wonderful, sweet sleep. And we'll talk with you later. And we'll talk. I'm going to call my baby to make sure she is on her way home. Thank God. They had a y'all keep them in prayer. There's only one house over there they was able to get to really look at. The other ones and stuff like this, the realtors were kind of slow on it. But so they may have to live further out than what they want to, about an hour and a half away from maybe his job and hers, maybe possibly too. But now unless there's something supernaturally changed and they got to be out of that house at the end of the month and the children getting ready for school and then they got to pack and they got to move. So keep Alicia and her family lifted up. But thank God that he brought – took them through whatever they needed to be while they were over there and brought them back safe because they drove over. That was a long ride. Then they caught the plane back because they left one car over so that way it won't be so difficult when they get ready to bring the other one back over. But in the meantime,
They got a lot before them. So be praying, no incidents, accidents, and thank God he didn't allow nothing to happen over there today. We'll get everything together when it's in the process and, you know, the financial parts and everything they need to do, all the moving parts. And thank God for them trying to hear the God. That's one thing I can thank God through all the prayers we've been praying while they've been traveling and talking back and forth to them, that they've really been trying to hear God. So in the meantime, I thank you for the prayers I already prayed, but continue to keep them lifted before the Lord too as well. We love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. I enjoyed you all tonight, and thank you for receiving me. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you. Shalom. Love you.
Love you.
God bless.
Shalom.